Illinois State University education professor Dr. Deborah McPhee has designed a collaborative model of teacher education she says bridges the gap between theory and practice. She's currently implementing her model as a three-hour instructional course in the Pekin School District, which is one of ISU's professional development school partners. McPhee tells GLT's John Norton the experience is similar to a lab school environment.
It's a course for pre-service teachers. So they are not teachers yet. They are working toward that. And this is the semester. Before the semester, they student teach. And after student teaching, they go out and find jobs. So this is the semester before that. It's a year-long internship. And I particularly worked with Pekin Professional Development Schools.
So it's an internship these kids go to Pekin schools for?
Yes. Okay. They are in Pekin schools 5 days a week during this whole year.
Mm-hmm.
The first semester, they are also in coursework, but we bring the coursework to the school district. So they don't come to the university for their courses. The courses are embedded in the school district. So that affords them the opportunity to have their courses, but also be very close to the classrooms where they will student teach. The courses were previously taught in a designated room for the university in the school district. And then I reached out to teachers and administrators and asked or worked out where I could teach my course in a primary school, a K-3 primary school.
And what are you teaching them in the Pekin schools?
I'm teaching them literacy methods, how to teach children to read and write and engage with texts. So this is a collaborative model. So my course has a syllabus, but that was negotiated with the teachers in the school based on what they were doing at a particular time during the semester and what their beliefs were. And we read professional texts together with the classroom teachers at the school to support their supporting our teaching interns, right? It's very complex.
Yeah. So how many ISU students typically are in this classroom in Pekin?
So there can be usually from 15 to 25-ish.
Okay, all right.
So you're also trying to mesh schedules, which can be really complex.
Is that?
Yeah. So what a day would look like is I come in for class once a week for 8:30 to 11:30 block of time, a three-hour block of time. That's the pre-service teacher course, which is in a room in the school. So the first 20 or so minutes of that is time for me to provide the interns with specific instruction. Then we have typically four host classrooms in which teachers have agreed to host a small group of interns in their class to observe a particular practice, maybe a read aloud or a guided reading, a small reading group, or a writing lesson or something related to literacy and what the Pekin interns are learning about. That's all pre-planned, who the classrooms will be, what will be observed. The teachers share lesson plans and what the students will be seeing, so the interns are aware of what to expect.
Illinois State University College of Education Professor Dr. Deborah McPhee speaking with GLT's John Norton about the collaborative teaching model she designed to help bridge the gap between teacher education, theory, and practice. You can read more about the model in the latest Redbird Scholar magazine.